The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue and went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick in bed with a fever. Without delay, they told Jesus about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, when the sun had set, the people kept bringing to him all who were sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. He healed many people who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons. But he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew who he was. Jesus got up early in the morning while it was still dark and went out. He withdrew to a solitary place and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him, and when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let's go somewhere else, to the neighboring villages, so that I can preach there too. In fact, that is why I have come." Then he went throughout the whole region of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. The Gospel of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. President Dwight Eisenhower famously said, "The urgent is seldom important. The important is seldom urgent." This piece of wisdom that is now known as the Eisenhower Matrix is used to determine which tasks in life should receive priority. It is possible for a job to be both urgent and important at the same time, and it is certainly possible for something to be neither urgent nor important. But as President Eisenhower pointed out, almost everything falls into either one category or the other. Now, what is the difference between the urgent and the important? A thing that is urgent demands your attention right now. So, examples of things that might be urgent would be an email from your boss with a bolded subject line, or a paper that you have to turn in 2 hours from now, or a flight that you need to get to on time. These are things that you must do immediately, right now. Important jobs, on the other hand, are things that really don't have any deadline attached to them. They are things that you could always put off until tomorrow if you wanted to, but these are the things that are vital for achieving your overall goals, your mission in life. So, examples of things that would be important might be saving money for retirement, or taking a class at night voluntarily to advance your career, or spending time with your children. See, none of these things have to be done today. They could all be put off until tomorrow, but they are all important for achieving your grand mission in life, right? A secure retirement, a strong career, and a loving, peaceful family. So some things are urgent, do it now. Some things are important, do it for the sake of your overall goals. Now, things can be both, and a lot of things are neither, but as General Eisenhower correctly said, most things are either one or the other. Now, short-sighted people tend to focus their attention only on urgent matters while neglecting things that are important. So they'll pay the electric bill, urgent, but never save a dime, important. They'll pick up the kids from soccer practice, urgent, but never bother to say, "I love you," to those children, important. Successful people, on the other hand, tend to delegate as much as possible. They delegate things that are merely urgent. And they try to focus as much as they can on what is truly important. Now, as you listen to today's gospel, ask yourself, which of these two kinds of things does your Savior focus on? And then we are also going to ask ourselves, which of these things are we focused on in our own life? Now, this Sunday's gospel picks up right where last Sunday's gospel left off. Jesus has just displayed his power in the synagogue of Capernaum. He has put his authority on display with his teaching and by driving out a demon. And at this moment, the news about Jesus is spreading rapidly all around Galilee, the northern region of Israel. So what would you say at this moment is the urgent thing for Jesus to do? What should he do right now? Well, wouldn't you agree the urgent thing to do is to get out there and capitalize on the momentum? What Jesus needs to do right now is get out there and publicize himself while his reputation is rising, right? Strike while the iron is hot. What does Jesus do? Something important. They left the synagogue and went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick in bed with a fever. Without delay, they told Jesus about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left, and she began to serve them. That evening, when the sun had set, the people kept bringing to him all who were sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. He healed many people who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons. It may be the urgent thing for Jesus to get out there and promote himself, but the important thing right now is for Jesus to serve with mercy. Now, I suppose you could argue that this is also an urgent thing for Jesus to do, depending on the severity of these illnesses, right? Well, it may be urgent also, but it is definitely important, and here's why. This is the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. These are the opening days of Jesus' public ministry, and at this point, it is important for Jesus to give people the complete picture of who he is, of what he is about. Now, he has just shown the people in the synagogue that he is powerful, that he has might. Now, Jesus needs also to show the people that he is merciful and caring, because Jesus is more than just mighty. He is also merciful. They have seen his might. Now he will show them his mercy. And he does that by healing Peter's mother-in-law and then a steady stream of suffering people who come knocking on the door throughout the night. Showing mercy is the important thing for Jesus, and that's what he does. Now, the next example is a little more subtle, but it's definitely there. After spending all night awake, working, healing people, what would you say is the urgent thing for Jesus to do now? Would it not be to get some rest, to sleep, so that he can carry on his ministry the next day? That's the urgent thing. What does Jesus do? Something important. Jesus got up early in the morning while it was still dark and went out. He withdrew to a solitary place and was praying there. See, rest right at this moment might be the urgent thing, but prayer is the important thing, because if Jesus is going to achieve his overall mission, the goal for why he came into this world, he is going to need the guidance and strength of his heavenly Father. That makes prayer the important thing right now. So that's what Jesus does. While Jesus is engaged in the important, however, urgent comes along and rudely interrupts him, as urgent has a way of doing. Simon and his companions searched for him, and when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you. Jesus, this is urgent. Yes, you spent all night healing sick people, but Jesus, there's no end to the illnesses in this world, so Jesus, get back to it." But there's something more important for Jesus to do right now. Here in this city of Capernaum, Jesus has already shown the people who he is, that he is the Son of God who has both power and mercy. For now, for Capernaum, that's good enough. There's something more important for Jesus to do. He told them, "Let's go somewhere else to the neighboring villages so that I can preach there too. In fact, that is why I have come." Then he went throughout the whole region of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. If Jesus is going to reach his overall goal, his purpose for coming into this world, he's got to keep moving. This may not exactly be urgent, right? He could have probably stayed at Peter's house for another day or two, or maybe a week, but it's important. So it's what Jesus does. Jesus is always focused on the things that are important, the things that will move him toward his end goal. And Jesus' end goal, his overall mission for coming into this world, is to work for our forgiveness and for our salvation. In order to do that, there are important things that Jesus needs to do. He needs to spread the message of his salvation throughout the entire country of Israel while proving he is divine by performing mighty miracles. All the while Jesus is doing that, he is treading a perfect path toward the cross on Good Friday to make the sacrifice for our sins. And from there, it is the resurrection of Easter Sunday and glory at his Father's side. He has a mission to forgive our sins and save us for eternity, and he is always doing what is important to carry out that final mission. Now, we are Christians. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And one of the things that means is we do what Jesus does. We do the important. Now, if we are going to talk about your overall mission in life, your end goal, the thing that really matters, well, nothing is bigger in your existence, and nothing is longer lasting than eternity. I'm sure you have a lot of things in your life that are urgent, that demand your attention very quickly. And I'm sure you probably have many things in your life that are genuinely important. There may be a few things in your life that actually manage to be both at the same time. And if your life is like mine, you've got a lot of things going on that really aren't either one, honestly. They're just kind of stuff that's hanging around in the margin of your life. But the most important thing that is ever going to face you by far is your eternal destination. Your soul is forever. But is that the way we treat it? Do we cling to Jesus, who is our source of eternal life? Do we cling to him harder and faster than anything else in this world? Do we treat Jesus, his word, his supper, where we find that promise of life that never ends, do we prioritize that ahead of everything else in the world? Or do we allow some things that are maybe also important, just not as important, and maybe even sometimes things that really aren't that important, maybe just urgent, to crowd Jesus, his word, his sacrament, down the list? You know, worship, the Lord's Supper, Bible study, these are things that are never really going to be urgent. I don't think there is ever going to be a deadline for you to take communion, will there? And church is always going to be there for you next Sunday. So these things are never really urgent, but they are important. Jesus Christ is your source of eternal life. Right now, it seems like a lot of other things, some of them also important, but not as important, and some of them simply urgent, are rising up the list of Christians' priorities while Jesus, his word, his supper slides farther and farther down the list. Now, I'm sure you have dozens, maybe hundreds of things commanding your attention and focus every day. But as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we do what he does and we focus on the truly important, the kingdom of God. And let that attitude show in the activities that you do with your family, with your friends. Well, there are a lot of things that families and friends do together that are urgent, and there are some that are even important. But the most important thing you can do for your family is to focus them on the loving promises of Jesus Christ. And the most valuable thing that you can ever do for your friends is to put Jesus and his love in front of their eyes. It is the most important thing that you can do for the people you love. Our Savior Jesus knew what was important, our salvation. And he never got distracted, never got off track, but was carefully, deliberately, always pressing toward that end goal the perfect sacrifice, Easter resurrection for our salvation. That was most important to him. Make him the most important in your life. Jesus first. His word, his supper first. In them is eternal life. True importance. Amen.